Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are all in harmony. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, in which we learn how to be more present and live in the present moment. Enjoy.
How do I be more present? It's a fantastic question, and let me distinguish really quickly before we jump into how, the difference between the past, the present, and the future. If you're living in the past, you're going to be depressed because you are rehashing things that happened to you that are not going to happen again. If you're living in the future, you're going to be anxious because you are anticipating what's coming or you're wishing for things that aren't happening yet. Being in the present is where the gold is. Being in the present moment is where you will have the greatest control, where you will feel the most at ease, and where happiness flourishes. There's a super tight connection between happiness and the ability to live in the present moment. A lot of people believe that happiness is tied to the things that happen to you. Not so at all. 40% of your happiness levels are preset by genetics. 60% you are in complete control of.
There are many little things you can do to access the power of the present moment. For example, a very simple thing, ask yourself, am I still breathing? Mm-hmm. And you suddenly feel the air flowing into your body and out of your body. Yes, I'm breathing. At that moment, you've entered the state of presence. Even if it's only 5 seconds, mm-hmm. you've entered that, you've become present.
In the moment.
In that moment. Mm-hmm. So another thing I suggest is when you do habitual everyday motions like washing your hands or walking across the room or walking down the stairs or the slightest thing, taking a cup out of the cupboard, do it consciously. Do it being present of every, how you, it, the feel, for example, you wash your hands, feel the water, smell the soap.
Yes.
Becoming acutely conscious of sense perceptions, which means looking, hearing, touching, if also, brings you into the present moment. And the more you bring those moments of presence into your life, the more your old conditioning becomes eroded gradually.
I see. So learning to do it with washing your hands. I just
simple
got this.
Things.
Well, this is good. This class is good for me. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I got it now. Just learning to do the simple things begins to retrain your mind.
Yes. And another thing is most simple things that you do, which actually fill up most persons' everyday life, because
yes.
the whole day consists of simple things that you have to do.
Right.
They're all relatively simple.
Right.
And the way most people live is that everything you do is a means to an end. And the end is where you want to get to, the next moment.
Right. So you're never thinking about the moment.
No, because you want to get to the next one. You're washing your hand in order to already do that. Or while you're making a cup of coffee, we really want to be drinking it. And then everything you do is a means to an end. The end is always the next moment in the future, which never arrives, because all you ever have in life is the present moment.
Present moment. So you're constantly frustrated.
Yes.
Creating anxiety for
stress.
Yourself and stress because you can't just be present.
Present
now.
Being present is literally nothing more than the skill of having your thoughts be in this moment, not in the past, not in the future, but right here. The way that you teach yourself how to do that is that the moment that you catch yourself being distracted, the moment you catch yourself starting to worry, the moment you catch yourself drifting to the future, drifting to the past, that's a moment of tremendous power because you basically just woke up. You basically just noticed that you're not here in this particular moment. So use that wake-up call, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and ground yourself in this moment. The best way to ground yourself in the moment is to look for something in this particular moment that you can savor. Now, I'm using the word savor on purpose because it's the word that psychologists use to describe what happens when you find something in this moment right now, right here, right now, to focus on and to appreciate. It could be literally the questions. These are printed out questions from people on social media. And if I were to stop and look at these and savor them, what I would feel in this moment is a tremendous amount of gratitude because people are taking the time to write. And that makes me feel incredibly grateful. And it also makes me very happy because it means that the folks that are writing are taking control of their lives and seeking out the information that they need. Another form of savoring that we can all relate to is eating. As you're eating, instead of drifting to the future and thinking about all the things that you need to do or hanging out in the past and rehashing everything that's happened during the day, be in this moment, in this meal. Slow down. Think about the food that you're eating. Think about the people that you're sitting with and how you feel about them. And if you want to take it up a notch, actually acknowledge them. Hey, this food tastes amazing. Thank you for cooking. Or I'm so glad to see you and that we get the time to have this meal together. Those small, simple acts of savoring are how you expand your happiness inside the present moment. So, how do you be more present? Simple. The moment that you catch yourself in the future, in the past, worrying, whatever, refocus yourself right here, right now, and then find something right here, right now, that you can savor. And when you do that, you're not only going to be present, you're going to feel more grateful, and you're going to feel a little boost of happiness.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.